Track 9, more news. Don't miss Sheldon Open Gardens event. Gardens across Sheldon will open to the public in aid of Cancer Research UK. Sheldon Open Gardens takes place this weekend, June the 7th to June the 8th, from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. each day. Tickets are available in advance from Bradley's estate agents in both Tynmouth and Sheldon and from Sheldon's village store. They will be widely available throughout Sheldon Village to purchase on the day. Tickets are priced at £5 per person and children go free. Now in its 13th year, the Open Garden event is by far the biggest fundraiser for the Sheldon, Tynmouth and District branch of Cancer Research, last year raising more than £3,000. This year, there is a brilliant variety of 12 beautiful gardens, including waterside, cottage, traditional and modern, some of which have never been open to the public before. There are also 6 pop-up garden cafes serving delicious homemade cakes and refreshments. In addition, there will be a variety of stalls, crafts, gifts, raffle and tombola. Helen Rushton, who is the group's new chairperson, said, "We all know someone who has been affected by cancer. I'm very proud that our group under the previous chair, Jill Willis, has raised £200,000 over the last 20 years, which is directly being used in researching new ways in combating this dreadful disease. If anyone is interested in joining our committee, would like to make a donation, or simply to find out more about what we do, please contact me on 0789 8915434, Helen added. Cancer Research UK is the world's leading cancer charity dedicated to saving lives through research, influence and information.
Charity calls for carers to open homes and hearts. A Kingstainton-based charity is appealing to residents to open their homes and support individuals with care and support needs, helping them live full and independent lives. Shared Lives Southwest is launching its call to action as it marks Shared Lives Week, running nationally from June the 23rd to the 27th. The annual event celebrates the growing network of carers who make a real difference in their communities. Based in Kingstainton, Shared Lives Southwest has been transforming lives for more than 20 years. The organisation already supports hundreds of carers across the region who welcome individuals with learning disabilities, autism, mental health conditions or age-related illnesses such as dementia into their homes. In this paid and rewarding role, Shared Lives carers offer either short breaks or the person can live with them full time. It's similar to adult fostering. The goal is to create a nurturing family-style environment that supports independence and personal growth. Our mission is to match individuals with carers who can provide a home-based, person-centred approach, said Rose Scapper, Shared Lives team leader. Carers come from all walks of life, retirees, families, working professionals, but they all share the desire to make a difference. It's flexible, you work from home, and you're never alone. We're with you every step of the way, Rose added. The strength of Shared Lives lies in its flexibility. Nick Higgins from Sidmouth has been Shared Lives carer for 15 years. He currently supports Kevin in his home and also regularly opens his home to people using Shared Lives short break services. Over the years, he supported many people to thrive. Anyone who has the right values and attitude can become a Shared Lives carer, and it's so flexible, said Nick. There's no typical day, he said. One man I support needs help with his health, so I check in on him to see how he's doing and pick him up from work. The other goes to a day placement and enjoys being outdoors, especially in the garden. We love eating together and talking about what's going on that day and in the world. We also enjoy walking the dogs and are busy in our village community. We go for coffee mornings and the guy we support comes to them. We go to lunch and we are always out and about. Shared Lives Southwest has a contract for its services with Devon County Council and works closely with the local authority. Shared Lives Southwest supports nearly 500 people across Devon, Cornwall and Somerset and is actively seeking more carers to join its growing community.
Witnesses appeal after damage to play park. Police are appealing for witnesses in connection with reports of criminal damage to a play park area at King Stainton. The newly laid and repaired flooring in the Clifford Park play area was damaged between Monday, May the 19th and Tuesday, May the 20th. A similar incident also occurred on March the 27th in the play park where the floor was damaged, police say. A spokesman for the Newton Abbott neighbourhood team said anyone with information about either of these incidents is asked to contact the police via Devon and Cornwall Police by calling 101, quoting reference 502-501-30202. Information can also be passed anonymously to the independent charity Crime Stoppers by calling 0800 555 111.
Rooted in community, growing bright futures. In today's busy world, the value of a close-knit, nurturing school community has never been more important. At Mortred Bishop, Yeoford and Cheriton Bishop primary schools, childhood is cherished, individuality is celebrated and learning is filled with purpose. These three village schools, all part of the Link Academy Trust, may be small in size but they are big on ambition. Each one offers something special, its own story, its own setting and its own way of helping children shine. What they share is a commitment to helping every child feel seen, supported, and inspired every single day. In these schools, education is not rushed or one size fits all, because your child deserves to be more than just a number. There's time to explore, space to grow, and relationships that last. These schools are places where muddy wellies are welcome, where learning is hands-on and meaningful, and where every child is nurtured to reach their potential.
Heart attack care